This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. You know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's time. It's middle of the week. It's hump day. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. For those of you listening live, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Can you handle the 2 hours? Well, how about 2 minutes? Just give me 2 minutes. We'll see where we go. And no permission required, which is actually where we're going to start tonight. One of my favorite topics, Super Don, the difference between rights and privileges. And how the vast majority of Americans no longer know who they are in relationship to a servant government. And we have become a nation of sheep. Now, well, who was it? Was it that Judge Andrew Napolitano wrote that book, A Nation of Sheep? That's my memory, because we had Judge Napolitano on many years ago here. Do you remember that? I think it was, his book was called A Nation of Sheep.
I remember having him on, and indeed, yes, A Nation of Sheep was written by Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Yeah, and I got to share with him the story, if you will, the parable of eagles and chickens. The title being, We Come as Eagles. And it was about, let's say, eagles, yes, eagles, that were born in a chicken coop. Somehow their eggs got misplaced, mismatched, whatever, and they were raised as chickens. So these eagles, scratching around in the dirt for worms and bugs and insects, looking up at the sky as they grew up and said, oh my gosh, look at those beautiful birds up there, those eagles. I wish I could fly like those beautiful, majestic birds of flight. And of course, everybody around them, all the chickens in the chicken coop that were in the right place, according to where they were born, and they were chickens. They looked at these other funny-looking chickens and said, ah, don't kid yourself, you're a chicken. Stop even bothering to look up. Be realistic. Just hang with your own kind, right? And, you know, the point, of course, of the parable is that these eagles thought they were chickens. They were convinced they were chickens because all the chickens around them said, you're chickens, you can't fly like the eagles up above. And what we're dealing with right now in America, and perhaps a lot of planet Earth, the people have been convinced that, you know what, my buddy Richard Pearl thinks he can call me when I'm on the radio show. He of all people. I'm gonna get him for that. Next time he asks me to host his show, Richard, good luck, buddy. They come as eagles. You come as eagles is my point here. And you've been convinced that you're a bunch of chickens and you're behaving as if you're chickens. So it was a kind of a derivation of A Nation of Sheep. And I've, you know, used that term over the years too. Sheeple. There's an article in Reason magazine. Headline reads, more and more of what we do depends on government permission. The granting or withholding of that approval is a powerful lever over our lives. Let's go back to childhood. Super Don, I don't know, was your mom the strict one or your dad, or were they both, or were they passive lenient?
That would have been my mom.
Mom was the strict one?
Yes, very.
So you, permission from her depended on you being very obedient.
Pretty much, yeah.
You had to do what you were told. Okay, so listen, do you get that? I'm a dad. You know, you give your kids, they got to do stuff if they want to get stuff. Freedom, there's a price, there's a cost. And, of course, all that time, you know, I had pretty lenient parents. I'll be acknowledged that. But I did pretty well with it. I didn't too much abuse the authority, I don't believe. Not too badly. Of course, maybe I forgot all the bad stuff I did. You know how that is, convenient memories. But I got out of there. But at the same time, there were still limitations. And how many of you kids out there, remember when you were kids, if you're not still kids, you were like, oh, man, I can't wait till I grow up. I can move out. I get to set my own bedtime. I get to choose what I want to eat when I want to eat it, right? Of course, it comes with responsibilities you didn't count on, perhaps. But the idea was, you know, you wanted to be free. You yearned for freedom. If we go back to the dawning of the American, you know, the revolution from England, from the United, well, it wasn't the United Kingdom then, but the Crown of England, it was about, hey, you know what? We want to determine our own lives. We want to live as we see fit. We don't want to obey the crown. We're over this mommy-daddy relationship with government. Free and independent, sovereign humans, sparks of God, however you want to perceive it. And here we are 242 years later, and we're basically operating even worse than under the crown with our bureaucratic oligarchy, where we have government at all levels, federal, state, local, down to condominium boards, making you believe that you have to ask permission to wipe your bottom. Right? We talk about the flushing of the toilets, what kind of toilet you have to have, or what kind of light bulb you're allowed to have, or, hey, can how about travel? Travel. The right to travel is acknowledged even in international law, but certainly under our Constitution, the freedom to travel. Where was the concept at the beginning of the American Revolution and what was to be where you had to show your papers in order to travel? You go through this article, you realize, my gosh, they're trying to clamp down on your freedom. You got to behave as they say in order to have the not right to travel, but now it's been demoted. It's been diminished to a privilege. A privilege is different than a right. Those of you all think, I have a constitutional right, you're wrong. You have no constitutional rights. What are you talking about, Robert? Everybody talks about constitutional rights. Well, they talk about it wrong. Because you don't have constitutional rights, you have constitutionally protected rights. Rights that are yours by virtue of your birth that come from a creator. And unless you believe you're a creature of government, your rights don't come from the FDA. From the FTC, from the NIH, from the CDC, from even the DMV. They've clamped down on your ability to get a passport because they want to make sure you're behaving. And they want you to have a beastly number in order to get one. Even down on the state level, they're talking about Department of Children and Family Services, or in this case, Department of Child Support Services, like in Arizona. We've talked about the medical kidnapping, the horrible things that are happening, the destruction of families by these child protective services on the state level. Basically, they're given the power of removing professional and occupational and contractors' licenses without due process of law. If they say, well, you're late on child support or something's going on. Due process is not involved when you're engaging in a privileged activity. They assume you're guilty. Good luck in trying to prove your innocence and maintaining your freedom that you thought was freedom, but in fact was not. You're engaged in a privileged activity that is something that would otherwise be illegal without permission slips from the government. Now, I've argued that one of the worst cases of this is the healing arts, where now you've got medical deities, MDs, and DOs, having to be licensed because they wanted an elevated, exalted status among the unwashed masses. We have special privileges. We need license. Not enough to be board certified to show you're qualified to do what you went to school to do. And there was an independent body that said, yep, this person knows what they're doing. Then you go out. No, we need to license you. And in that way, we've got monopoly practice acts. And that it runs roughshod over your freedom to heal by different mechanisms, means, energies, whatever. Your belief system could be different than allopathic medicine. But because you said licenses are great, they protect the public, instead of the economic self-interest of a monopolistic group of drug pushers, pill pushers. The chiropractors were attacked. Wilk versus AMA, 1976. Went up to the Supreme Court. Yep. Allopathic medicine colluded, AMA colluded, to wipe out competition. They perceived DCs were competition. But they wanted in. The DCs wanted in. They want to be licensed like the medical doctors. You're not real doc. Yes, we are. We have licenses. What's a real doctor? A real doctor teaches you how to heal. A real doctor doesn't poison you for every symptom that you have with that dangerous, deadly prescription pad leading to the third leading cause of death. In fact, modern medicine, drugs. DCs wanted in. Naturopaths. Medical allopathic naturopaths. National College, Bastyr, other. We want to license naturopaths. Now they're real doctors. What about the traditional naturopaths? Not interested in licensure. Don't ask for permission where none is required. Don't pretend to be something that they're not. No. That we've got to prohibit that. Of course, thank God for the National Health Freedom Coalition, Diane Miller, Roseanne Lindsay, and others that have worked with that group, talking about at the very least safe harbor provisions on the state level to allow non-MDs to be able to hang their shingle and say, you know what, I do it differently. You want to come to me? This is what I do. I'm not a doctor like that. But we have a permission culture now, and it's very disappointing. I am very disappointed in my fellow Americans. But I recognize it didn't happen overnight. It happened over generations. In fact, if you look back and, you know, look at this article from Reason magazine, it's fascinating. When you look back far enough, you're like, until 1941, U.S. citizens were not even required to have a passport for travel abroad. Only 5% of American workers needed licenses to do their job in the 1950s. License to work? You need permit. Now they want to do real ID. They want to do biometric data to assure you're... Are you qualified to work? Show us your papers. And of course, the people that are... So there are xenophobes. I don't believe everybody's a xenophobe just because they don't want illegal immigration. But the thing is, when they apply it to the illegal immigrants, then they assume you're illegal unless you prove otherwise. So you're assumed, presumed to be guilty, which is not the American jurisprudence way, but it's become that. In 1930, only 24 states required a license to drive a car, and just 15 states had mandatory driver's exams. And if you think driver's licenses make you a better driver, come to Florida. Learn the hard way. It's merely a suggestion. And it can be worse than a flesh wound when it doesn't work for you. Government control over vast areas of your lives. You can't even pretend to be free, right? Lemonade stand in your front yard. Do you want to grow a garden in your side or your front yard? No. You want to go off grid? No, you don't have permission to do that. To live like a free, sovereign human being? Can't have that. That threatens the monopoly on force that is exhibited and exerted by your Fear and Death Administration and other agencies of the federal government. By the way, if you ask permission where none is required, they will be happy to grant it on a temporary basis as long as you behave according to the way they want you to. How does God want you to behave?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if I haven't alienated all of my listeners with that discussion of freedom versus, well, you know, I didn't even use the term slavery because that's so offensive. You can't use the term slavery because slavery is only one thing, right? It's white people enslaving black people in America. You know, I know, that's why people do not have historical context to recognize, man, it happens no matter what color you are. And what we're dealing with in America is a form of slavery that is it's equality. But you, I demand equality. I want to be equally enslaved to all my rest of my fellow Americans. Turn us all into chickens. Not the spiritual eagles that we come as, and we're convinced by the lies and deceit. And mainstream media plays a role here. You know what? Your congregations and your churches, synagogues, and mosques do too. When they praise the licensed doctors. When they praise government. Put government before God. These are things that corrupt that relationship that is so sacred. And that our founders knew. And so learn about it. If you don't know, then you know, tune in at least once a week when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty, or once a year when we do, well, with Michael Badnarik on Independence Day. We had a great Independence Day broadcast last July 4th. You go back and listen to that. But right now, I want to honor our listeners that are still here, the one or two that still listen. I'm so offensive, I know. And maybe answer a question or two today.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Shane's got the first one. Shane at the plate. He's up to bat. He says, hi, Robert and Super D. Hope all is well today. I was writing in to ask about my problem. See, now Shane's an upfront kind of guy. He's not writing in to complain about somebody else's problem. It's about his own. I respect that, Shane. You know, people sometimes do that. It's not me. It's that other guy. Yeah, you see him back there? Yeah. No, not me. But Shane goes, no, this is about me. At work about a month and a half ago, I was around silica dust. or concrete dust from a different worker. I ran to a mask, but I think the damage was already done. Is there anything I can do? Because it feels like my lungs are weaker now. Or maybe inflamed for a while. I was coughing a lot the days afterwards. Not as much now, but when I drink water, I still cough sometimes. Would nebulizing silver work? And what else would work? I'm worried about black lungs in the future. All right, Shane, first of all, it's one thing to work with concrete. It's another thing to work in the coal mines. Black lungs not going to happen necessarily unless they're infusing the concrete with asbestos, which they used to do in some cases, or, I don't know, coal tar. I don't know what they're putting in there, but I don't think it's that. But that doesn't mean it's not potentially harmful, and you're manifesting these symptoms tell you, hey, there was an acute injury. Now, if this is something you're exposed to on a chronic basis, I'm much more concerned, because if it's an acute thing, it's one time, it's hit, boom, you react, you start moving on, and you get better and better and better. If this lingers for weeks to months then to years, obviously that's a different scenario, and then we got to ask, what are you chronically being exposed to? Or what are you doing that's continually causing this inflammation of the lungs, the irritation of the lungs? Lung tissue. Now, you mentioned, I think, silica. Did you mention silica? I don't know if silica was in there. For some reason, I have this feeling that it was. Silica dust. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think I saw it. The silicea is the homeopathic remedy that you can use in this case. But yes, nebulizing silver is ideal for any wound or inflammation to tissue. Because as you deliver the ions, not by drinking it into the lungs, that's called drowning, but by nebulizing it. And do a, you know, if you haven't done this already, Robert Scavell has a YouTube channel. What, we haven't been banned yet, they say. Hey, you know, it's divine intervention as far as I'm concerned. We got real.video happening, good stuff coming in the future, but we do the nebulization because the silver reduces tissue inflammation on contact, upregulates healing of tissue. Now, it's not a detoxifying agent per se. So that's why homeopathic silicea, if you know the offending elements, I would take that in a homeopathic form. But also to repair connective tissue, the mineral silica, is also very important here. So going on the Alta Silica Challenge could be a good thing for a couple of weeks for you, Shane. That's the 3 tablets, 4 times a day for 2 weeks, and then you can start cutting back. Repairing connective tissue, that's also in the lungs. Yes, nebulizing. And I said in the YouTube channel I mentioned is because if you do Robert Scott Bell nebulized silver, you'll get the video where I talk about and I show you exactly how to do it. You put a teaspoon right in there, you breathe it into the lungs. Now, on page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal, chapter Good Loving for Your Lungs, it includes other remedies like Bryonia alba, which also works for the liver, Antimonium tartaricum, Drosera rotundifolia, and Toasted SpongeBob, Spongia tosta. Look it up. And the medicine for the lungs from God is called Lobelia. Get some Lobelia tincture like from Dr. Christopher's. Put it in some water, sip it down every day, and your lungs will heal, Shane. They will. Happy breathing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I opened today's show talking about we become a nation of sheep. And we believe we're a bunch of chickens, and we behave like we're a bunch of chickens when we can be soaring above with the eagles, because we're really eagles. But we've been convinced by those who profit off of us, as long as we keep scratching in the dirt for the latest worm that just sticks its head up or bug we can find. And in many ways, the vaccine paradigm, the mandates, the lies, the deceit around vaccines play into that through fear. Oh my gosh, you don't want to be one of those few that don't get it, and then you're not only going to endanger yourself, but you're going to endanger the rest of the chickens. It's a lie. It's always been a lie. But not many people know it, because the vast majority of the so-called education system is a propaganda machine. Those who are actually investing the time and effort to really learn, to really engage in what we call a true education process, They're strengthened by it. They know things that others don't know, and they have a posture that they walk through life, and people don't mess with them. They try, but they don't do very well, and they kind of steer clear, or they'll propagandize against you. My friend, my dear friend, she's amazing. She's super intelligent. She's got a great sense of humor despite all of the things thrown in her way because she's written about this extensively for many years. Her name, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the Mastering Vaccine Info Class is open enrollment today and tomorrow, but man, it is being attacked. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what's up?
Well, thank you, Robert. Yeah, you know, it's interesting how sometimes when you're talking about all these health freedom issues and vaccine issues and GMO issues, sometimes you feel like you're either preaching to the choir or just shouting into the Grand Canyon and wondering if anybody's listening. And, you know, so we've been doing our Mastering Vaccine Info promo for this course. We had a beta of our course last year. We had over 70 people enroll last year just as our beta and a really very small launch. And this year we were ready to take it to a much larger scale to let people know what the course was really all about. And what we are trying to do is to build confident parents, intelligent leaders, and articulate activists. And we've been emailing into our own email list and on Facebook, and suddenly yesterday we got notification that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of complaints being filed at health department levels and three-letter agency levels and things like that because that we were scamming people and that it started out as an automated attack saying that we were just phishing for people's emails. There really wasn't anything of substance to this. And then because it ratcheted up and there were so many and it started saying, oh, then it started coming out that it was about a vaccine course and that this was a threat to public health and a threat to people and the whole thing needed to be stopped. We spent the last, 24 hours or so with very interested three-letter agencies who have done everything they can to find out who this is, track it back to automated bots, find out where the bots are, and to shut this whole thing down because it's definitely not a scam. It's a real course with real people who we've already got hundreds of people already signing up and many more than that that are already interested because they want to be part of this movement. We are obviously a much bigger threat than we perceive ourselves to be because if we were just a bunch of little fleas on the back of a bear, why would they bother? Why would they bother? They would.
Well, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, this is an AstroTurf scenario, just like Cheryl Atkinson says. I mean, the bots throw on their attack. Oh, my gosh, people are outraged everywhere. You know, really, most people don't know about it because this is not going to be promoted in the mainstream media. It will be suppressed through the social media. So, you know, little shows like this one that's been around now in our 19th year, obviously going to put the word out. But it's all about personal, you know, people are going to commute. Oh, my gosh, have you heard about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's Mastering Vaccine Info Class? That's how it's happening. And yet they're frightened to death of people learning these truths, applying the facts, and then going, a threat to public health? You know what the threat to public health is? A threat to individual health that is posed on each and every one of us through the guise of mandated vaccinations. If you know what's in a vaccine, that would stop it right there.
Yes, and if you really want to drill it down even further, I mean, if people are on the fence, and we've talked for years, Robert, in every single venue that you've ever been in or I've been in about this whole issue of informed consent. Well, first of all, you don't get any information. All you get is bullied and browbeaten and hammered into a submission either to get the vaccine or to sign away on pieces of paper your rights that you shouldn't be signing. And you're told that they're safe, effective, that all of you people that think otherwise, you're anti-science, you're just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. But when the truth be known, when people really say, well, wait a minute, there is another side because there's another side to absolutely everything. So if vaccines are safe and effective, over here, pediatrician says, maybe we should listen to this person over here that says vaccines are not safe and not effective and find out why. And then I can make a fully informed decision about what I want to be injected into my children or into my own body.
And that should not be a threatening thing to say. Much less believe.
Should not be at all. It is an expansion of fully informed consent. Now, the problem with informed consent, and I've been saying this a lot in the last couple of years since SB 277 was passed in 2015, is that if you do not have a right to say no, what good is informed consent? You could be informed till the cows come home about every single angle, good and bad. But if you have no right to dissent, have no right to say no, what good is informed consent?
Now, I brought up in the opening segment about the permission culture we've devolved into. We ought to ask permission of government. Can we do this? Pretty soon they're going to revoke your American visa, right? Like Australia did. But you're an American. How do they do that? Well, they're already prohibiting Americans from travel if they don't pay, I don't know, child support. Now, again, whether they're lawfully owed or not, whether you have a legitimate debt or not, you have to, good luck trying to fight that. And so how long would it be before they say, well, you're not fully vaccinated. We cannot allow you to go on this plane, train, or automobile or travel across state lines. This is not too far-fetched, folks. The way it's devolved over the last 100 years, they've convinced you, you are a creature of government, and you must ask for permission, and if you just misbehave even a little bit, they will revoke your privileges because you no longer have rights.
That's right. And, it wouldn't be the first time, Robert, because back in the turn of the century, when they were still having smallpox outbreaks, maybe between 1900 and 1920, you had to show a certificate of vaccination to cross state lines at that point in time to go to Chicago or to go to other metropolitan areas by train. So it would, this is why every time I start one of my lectures, and I spend a lot of time on each one of these presentations inside of the boot camp course, we start with the history of where we were, what has happened in the past, and how did we get here? Because if you understand the history, then perhaps going forward we will choose differently.
Oh, it's beautifully said. I've argued that for so many years that you don't know how we got here. How the heck are you going to fix the course correct, right? Those of you demanding, we need health care for all. It's like, what is health care? The third leading cause of death? There's no health, not a lot of care. But how did it get here? Flexner Report 1910. Who teaches that? Not even in medical school, even though the medical school curriculum was based on what happened in 1910. So what you're doing with this Mastering Vaccine Info is so profound and important. I want everybody to take the time, at the very least consider it for this year. You've only got 2 days to decide. We brought it up before, so it's not my fault that you hadn't heard about it. Pay attention. And if you really want to walk through life differently in this regard, despite all the federal agencies and state agencies that have been told, there are complaints, go look into this, what's happening here? The reality is those are AstroTurf complaints. And the reality is the information that you would get is invaluable, more valuable than the money or time you'll spend on this, because it will impact your life and many lives from this moment forward. Am I exaggerating, Dr. Tenpenny?
No, you're exactly right, Robert. And so many of the skills that we're going to be teaching you inside of this course, analytical skills, language skills, how to build barriers around yourself to protect yourself from bullies, cybersecurity techniques, many of these things inside of the course are also going to be applicable to other areas of your life. So if you really want to drill down and know specifics about what the course is going to be about, join me on my Facebook page tomorrow. Go to Facebook and then put in Vaccine Info, and you'll find my Facebook page. And we're having a short, probably 30-minute webinar at 3 o'clock tomorrow that goes through all the specifics of what the course is about. You are not going to be disappointed. But we only want people who really want to put in the time. We're not interested in people that think they know it all already or I just want to study it on my own. That's 100% okay. That's 100% okay. But if you want to be part of the resistance, if you want to be part of a team, if you want to be part of a bunch of like-minded people that are marching in the same direction and using the same language, come join us. You won't be disappointed.
Now, we have the link, the direct link, and I want you to say it as well, because I've got the masteringvaccineinfo.com, but you said there's a slash and something. If people can't get to the link on the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, they have to enter masteringvaccineinfo.com/...
/enroll now.
Enroll now. Okay.
Enroll now, yep. masteringvaccineinfo.com/enroll now. Come and join us on the webinar. We've just been through this entire astroturfing, like what Robert said, and this entire bot thing, and I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon because we've suddenly gotten on somebody's radar screen because we are a threat to, because we are promoting liberty. We are promoting personal freedom. We are promoting the way for you to say the separation between me and my government starts at the level of my skin. I'm not going to be injected with things against my will. But unless you know what is going on, what's coming through that needle, unless you have the actual training to be able to say no, think about it. medical journals actually train doctors in how to handle vaccine-resistant parents. They actually write articles training them in language on how to deal with people who are vaccine-resistant. And the ends of package inserts, there's language on how to convince parents that these things are right for them. The medical industry is training your doctors against you. You now have an opportunity to be trained in the right language of how to stand up for your own rights.
You know, this is a battle of medical collectivism versus individual liberty. It is not anything less than that. Medical collectivism versus individual liberty. And their collectivist ideology is willing to sacrifice you and your children in their attempts to vaccinate everybody based on a false sense of security called herd immunity. And I call it herd immunity because it turns you into a moo cow.
You know, it's interesting, Robert, because one of the courses inside of the boot camp is exactly that. It's on herd immunity. And I have to tell you that I feel like it's probably one of the best presentations I've ever put together because it separates the fact of real herd immunity after you've engaged with a real pathogen in the presence of fever versus medical herd immunity, which has just caused a big mess. And it's something we have to stop.
All right, y'all, go to masteringvaccineinfo.com/enroll now. If you're listening live, you've only got 48 hours or less to sign up. Do it. And we'll get Dr. Tenpenny back on as often as she's able to come on, but she's a busy Dr. T. You know her Twitter handle. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Love you. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right, we got lots more healing to go. Ty Bollinger from Thailand as well.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, I got to do this because we're cross-phasing into something that's very appropriate to this. Give a listen.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Taking on bureaucrats, corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
Making sense out of medical propaganda.
Willing to go where the truth takes them.
See, we're on a mission from God.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, move over, Jake and Elwood Blues. Because Maxine Waters is in church, right? Could you see Maxine Waters as John Belushi's Blues Brother guy or Dan Aykroyd, right?
Doing the dance up on
doing
the stage.
Doing the dance, yeah. And doing the backflips. The light, I see the light. Maxine Waters claims she sees the light. And that she's on a mission from God. Yes, she was in a church. And she was churching up. This is where I say, you know, just because you go to church doesn't make you holy. Doesn't make you spiritual. I know Super Don goes, amen, brother, when he says that. And it doesn't mean you're not either. It just, it's like it's not automatic. Because you go into church with Maxine Waters, and then she starts coming out and says, you know what? God told me to go get Trump. God, I'm on a mission from God, and he told me, Maxine Waters, to go get Trump. Go fight Trump.
And I, not a joke.
You know what? What am I going to say to that, too? Because, listen, you're allowed your delusions. But I don't know which God she's talking to at that point.
And Maxine Waters has a few delusions, so I don't know. I think she's over her allotted limit. I think
over the limit.
She's over the limit on delusions. I mean, anybody who knows Maxine Waters knows that she's kind of one of the crazy ones on the left.
She's got, you know, I get it. You're in there. You're emotional. You got the preacher guy with you, and she says, you've got to know, I'm quoting her now, you've got to know that I'm here to do the work that I was sent to do. And as Pastor said to me when I came in this morning, when God sends you to do something, you just do it. Now, I don't know if the pastor said to Maxine Waters, go get Trump. I don't know, much less did God really say that. I tend to doubt it. Because how do you know the difference? You know, I would say, well, you know, with Maxine Waters, again, there's such a delusional track record for her to make that claim. I guess you just kind of look at it and go, maybe people will laugh, but she's going to Washington tomorrow morning. She says, I'm going to tell them that my pastor told me to do it. So if, again, you don't, I don't know, I don't take this as a physical threat to the president, but then Maxine Waters was saying recently that if, you know, if you see a Trump supporter, if you see a Make America Great Again hat, stand in their way. I mean, that was inciting violence, I believe. And so I would say that the pastor should come back and ideally would say, Maxine, where's the love? Where's the love?
Love trumps hate. Love never mind.
We're
I'm going to beat you to death with my love trumps hate sign. Yes.
Right. And that's where you got, you know, it's hard to say cognitive dissonance. It's emotional dissonance. I mean, you've been whipped into an emotional frenzy. And this is the reason for the hashtag walkaway campaign. Why are liberals walking away from the Democrat Party? Because of this. Hatred, violence, seething intolerance. You know, gay person after gay person saying on these walkaway videos, it was easier for me to come out and say that I was gay than it is to come out and say I'm conservative or I'm no longer a liberal. It's like people disown you, your family members. Oh my gosh, yeah, we love you, you're gay, or you're transgender, but you can't be conservative. You can't believe that the government should get out of your way so that you can maximize liberty. Now, I'm not saying that all conservatives actually live that. They might spout it. Because granted, neocons on the liberal or conservative side annoy me because they're not really for liberty. It's an altered form of liberty. And that's where we got the nation of sheeple. Because you've got sheeple on the left, you've got sheeple on the right. The question is, which one of you will stand up for liberty for all? Which means, you know what? We can tolerate Maxine Waters having delusional statements that God tells her to go get Trump. But to visit violence on another, that's not coming by and large from the Republican conservatives that like Trump. It's coming from the leftists, the deranged Trump-hating leftists that don't seem to preach tolerance when it comes to political thought. Or in California, when it comes to moms and dads who have witnessed their children either killed or injured from a vaccine, and they say, you know what? No more. I'm opting out. You should have to opt in fact. No informed consent. Y'all go sign up. MasteringVaccineInfo.com/enroll now. And we'll be back. Ty Bollinger and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.